It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Last week, a Pakistani social media star named Kandil Balok was killed. Her brother, who admitted to killing his sister because he said she was dishonoring her family, was charged earlier this week. Balok was a controversial figure in Pakistan, in part because she used Western-built social media tools like YouTube and Facebook to present herself living what some considered to be a westernized life. The BBC says over 500 people, most of them women, are killed by family members every year in disputes like this. Here's Balok talking to the BBC earlier this month.
Everyone know me. I'm not a fake person.
Balok described herself as an open book on social media. Social media tools offer women opportunities for expression in places like Pakistan. They also open them up to new dangers. Kuratalan Zaman is a journalist who worked with the Pakistani newspaper Daily Times. Kuratalan, how is social media being used in Pakistan by women?
Social media, or so to say technology, it has actually empowered many women. I know many women like working from like Facebook. A friend of ours, she has this business of translating stuff, and she gets like work from all around the world. And this was all happened to the internet revolution.
But of course, some of the problems that exist for women in Pakistan in the real world follow them into the digital world.
Yes, exactly. They're actually a reflection, a mirror view of what they face. But in online, the biggest challenge is we do not know who the harasser is.
Does social media also create some limits for how women are able to go about their business and go about their lives in Pakistan?
Actually, there's a very interesting study which came out last year by an academic based in London. And he coined this term for Pakistani digital space, digital parda. Parda is, you know, cover or curtain.
Digital purda.
Many women in Pakistan, they use a pseudo or a fake identity to stay online. On Facebook, women, they do not use their own pictures, for example. The segregation within the society is the same.
Do some of the solutions for the problems that arise from the patriarchal society in Pakistan, do they really lie in technology, do you think?
I don't fully agree with this. Social media is or the technology is going to solve everything overnight. It's not. The main point here is that the women in our country, they don't have a choice to make. So in that kind of society, I think it's going to take ages for us. We are still like far behind. But I think there are women in our country who are like quite inspiring and aspiring to, and who are fighting, such as Kandil Baloch was fighting, you know, and but sadly, her end was not something we all wished for her.
Kuratalan Zaman is a journalist who worked with the Pakistani newspaper Daily Times. She now works as a media consultant and trainer in London. Kuratalan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
It's Silicon Tally time. Today, my guest has two awesome titles. Erica Bergman pilots research submarines deep underwater. She is also CEO and co-founder of the Global Engineering and Exploration Counselors, a.k.a. Geeks. Erica, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Let's do it.
One fantasy.
What all gamers in San Francisco share.
That is a fantastic answer. I'm looking for Square Enix, the maker of the Final Fantasy video game series, announced this week that they will be making a new Final Fantasy role-playing game or RPG exclusively for the Apple Watch. Do you have a smartwatch?
I don't. It wouldn't work very well underwater.
All right, what do you got for me?
1 billion humans
own smartphones.
This number is in reference to 1 billion active users on Facebook Messenger.
Do you use Facebook Messenger?
Constantly. Actually, that's a really good international form of communication between our submarine pilot community.
There's a submarine pilot Facebook Messenger group?
Mm-hmm. All five of us.
All right. $39 billion.
The amount that AOL Time Warner just purchased some Silicon Valley startup for.
This is Nintendo stock rose above $39 billion in Tokyo this week.
Interesting.
Passing Sony's, due, of course, to the crazy popularity of Pokemon Go.
Well, here's my relation to Pokemon Go. I'm in a little yellow sphere that I drive towards very odd, unusual, abyssal, deep alien creatures in the ocean. Sometimes we have a joystick and sometimes we have these little potentiometers, basically just like thumb rollers. And so you sort of throttle up and throttle down with these tiny little rollers.
Whoa.
So is that like playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, sure. That's
I'm trying to go catch them all.
You're trying to go catch them all, and that sounds amazing, and I would actually rather do that than play Pokemon Go. Okay, what do you got for me?
More than 1.5 million miles.
The distance that all of Tesla's cars have traversed from the launch of the company's cars.
It's the number of miles that Google's self-driving cars have now driven around their four locations. Have you seen them?
I have. They're weird.
The little ones are sort of affectionately called gumdrops. I'm actually pretty excited to be part of a transportation generation where we don't have to drive ourselves through traffic.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Fortunately, there's not a lot of traffic
underwater,
thousands of feet down.
Erica Bergman, she is submarine pilot and CEO, also the co-founder of the Global Engineering and Exploration Counselors, a.k.a. Geeks. Erica, thank you very much for playing this game with me.
Thank you, Ben.
By the way, we play Silicon Tally every week with you on Twitter. You can find us at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.